No matter where you begin with Joseph Boys, you never quite get the whole picture. For him, everything was material for making art. Chocolate, animal fat, felt, butter, thoughts, conversations, interactions, even this, what you're doing right now, listening to me. His installations and performances, what he called actions, were full of rituals and sometimes lasted for hours. He gave lectures, which he also considered performances. As part of those lectures, he would write on a chalkboard, making marks which, he argued, could be considered drawings. The action of lecturing transformed the classroom itself into a sculpture, a social sculpture. And according to Boys, all of that art making could transform the world by transforming the people who engaged with it. Here he is explaining.
One of the most important statements of the enlarged understanding of art is that already the thought is a sculptural process. The thinking process is a sculptural process.
So walking around here just by looking and thinking, you're actively participating in Boys' work. And if you talk about it...
And the expression of these thinking forms in language is also art. Your tongue, your larynx, your windpipe, your lungs, the air, the sound waves, the ear of the other person.
Then you have, in a sense, become a sculpture too.